Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Jonathan Kahn is back to share more details on the Avatar. Friends, will you help us bring biblical clarity to the world's noise? You can have a long-term impact on eternity and turn down the worldly noise. How? Well, by becoming a monthly partner, a faithful friend of Southwest Radio Ministries. You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or call 1-800-652-1144. Will you stand with us every month? Please begin your monthly giving. Become a faithful friend today. 1-800-652-1144. In today's explosive program, best-selling author Jonathan Kahn draws specific parallels between a biblical figure and Kamala Harris. How did these truths manifest for all the world to see, even on the night of the election? What ancient mystery foretold the outcome of the last three elections? Jonathan Kahn and Josh Davis dive into these questions on today's program.
Friends, we are back for another program with author Jonathan Kahn as we're exploring some of this brand new revelation that he is unpacking for us in this week's programs here on Watchmen on the Wall. It's all included in the Avatar, and we're going to be telling you more information about how you can get this copy of the book or the uncensored 8-DVD album and make it a part of your library, something that you can share with others, with your church family. So stay tuned for more information on how you can get a copy. But Jonathan, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Great to be back with you.
So we're going to pick up where we left off, and could you remind our listeners what we have covered in the previous couple of programs?
Well, just to give a taste of the Avatar, there's so much, and we're only even able to give a taste as we do this. There's so much.
Sure.
But the thing is that for those that didn't hear, the Avatar has got to be, it's coming out right now, it's got to be the most explosive book I've ever written, and so explosive, I don't know what's going to happen when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mystery behind everything that's happening. And ancient mysteries, it is the mystery. It's kind of like removing taking away the veil and exposing what's happening. Everything from even the political realm. Who's in the White House? Who's not in the White House? Why every election goes this way or goes that way? The ancient mystery of kings and what's happening in our world. The mystery of the gods. The return of the gods taken to a whole new dimension of the avatars. Are there actually avatars of the gods on our national stage right now, and can we know it? Even things like the mystery behind the attempt on the life of Donald Trump going back to an ancient priesthood, an object called the Black Obelisk that may hold the key to the future. What is the future? Where are we prophetically? What do we need to know? And what do we need to do? And where is it all going? So that is just a little glimpse of what the Avatar is going to open up for you.
And so as we closed yesterday's program, you were teasing the fact that we're going to learn about Adaliah. So we've got to know, who is Adaliah?
Or I would call her Atalia from the Hebrew. But yeah, this is something that most believers have no idea of. People don't realize, Jezebel had a daughter, and her daughter was just as bad as she was. And her name was Atalia. And the thing is, Jezebel, well, you know, we spoke in the last ones, the mystery of the kings and queens and how they're actually revealing the leaders on our stage. And behind Hillary Clinton was Jezebel. Jezebel was someone who was radical. You know, she was the number two of the land, or she was the wife or the first lady. And she was for the, you know, Jezebel was for the killing of children because Baal worship was child sacrifice. And so Hillary Clinton was the number one champion of abortion in America. And the thing is, and she runs against, as Jezebel contended against Jehu, so the American Jezebel or Hillary Clinton contends against the American Jehu, Donald Trump. And as it was destined in the template that Jehu would win, he wins. But now what about the next one? The mystery behind Kamala Harris, the first one, is going to be that of the Queen Atalia. So this is the daughter of Jezebel. So So therefore, Kamala Harris was the political and ideological and spiritual daughter of Hillary Clinton. She took off where Clinton left. She took up where Clinton left off. Mm. In fact, the headlines read that Hillary Clinton, you know, passes the torch to Kamala Harris. Well, so it's like Jezebel's daughter. It's interesting because Jezebel's daughter, Jezebel and her daughter, their roots are from Phoenicia, and Phoenicia is pagan, and it's the west coast of the land. So Kamala Harris is born on the west coast of the land raised in anti-biblical values in Berkeley and San Francisco, and you know she's going to follow this course. Now, one of the things is that Athalia, is that she came to power through marriage or through being in a political marriage, and that is that this political marriage was that she was joined to the king named Jehoram in the south. She was kind of married off because it was a political marriage. Well, the thing is, so also Kamala Harris rose to great prominence by being involved in a political marriage, which was to become vice president. The political marriage was with Joe Biden, and with Attalia, it was Jehoram. Well, Jehoram is the prototype for Biden. So here she gets into a marriage with that king. So Attalia was the number two regent in the land. So Kamala Harris is the number two, or the vice regent in America. She's the vice president, and everything that happens to Biden, you know, it's just like with Attalia. She's married to a guy who is weak, who at the end of his reign becomes feeble. Is involved with retreat and defeat, and so Kamala Harris is going to be politically married to the same one. And then what happens is that after the end of King Jehoram, after his reign, and the same with Biden, after his reign, then Attalia is going to seek the kingship for herself. And so that's exactly what happens with Kamala Harris. She seeks the presidency for herself.
And she was infamous for slaying the royal children of the House of David. Now, how was this fulfilled in Kamala Harris?
Well, Attalia comes to power, she slaughters the children, the royal children, because she sees them as a threat. And you know what? That includes her own grandchildren. I mean, this is Jezebel's daughter. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that she has a war against children. There's children's blood shed in the palace. Well, Kamala Harris becomes, she seeks to come to power on the issue of abortion. If Hillary Clinton was the champion of abortion, Kamala Harris even more so. That became her number one issue, abortion. That is her issue. Mm-hmm. And so it's the blood of children, same way. And the thing is, you know, that Attalia was, you know, she wars against the children, and she's against, there were the people who tried to save, the Bible says there were some who tried to save the children. And so that puts her at war with them. Well, Kamala Harris actually waged war against people who were pro-life. She actually sought to come against the pro-life pregnancy centers in California when she was there.
Yes.
By forcing them to direct their people to abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. Until the Supreme Court itself overruled her. So this is blood. I mean, you're just like, Attalia had blood on her hands. So this was, and she was allied with Planned Parenthood. She basically, and there was a guy who actually exposed Planned Parenthood. He should have been rewarded, but Kamala Harris meets with Planned Parenthood, and then she starts taking action against him. She raids his house, takes his evidence away from him, takes his computer, his film against Planned Parenthood, away from him. His name was David. It's interesting because Attalia wages war against the House of David. Mm. So literally, the American Attalia waged war against the House of David.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. Friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. We're exploring information that's included in the brand new resources. We're talking about a book. We're also talking about the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album. You can get the book, The Avatar. You can get this Uncensored 8-DVD album at swrc.com or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, that's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit our website, swrc.com, swrc.com. Jonathan, if you could just highlight some of the kinds of information that's included on this exclusive Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album.
You guys, if you're listening to this at SWRC, you are getting things first, and you're getting things exclusive. So take note of what I'm going to say here. What I'm about to tell you, you cannot get in Amazon, you can't get it in Walmart, you can't get it online. This is exclusive here, this is the Avatar Uncensored, the 8-DVD album. This is going to have everything. This is going to not only going to have. I'm going to be sharing with you, and this is special with this ministry. Only a handful of select ministries. So this is. Not only going to give you the mystery with the Avatar, but you're going to get the mystery that I didn't even put in there, because this is uncensored material as well. So you're going to get what's nowhere else on Earth. And if you think this is explosive, it's going to be even more so. Plus, you're going to get special mysteries that I only put here together, and that are things like, for instance, what are the most important keys you need to know as an end-time believer for what is going to come. Also, things like the mystery of days, which is a mystery that may enable you to know exact events that are going to happen, and even the dates when they will happen. It may even say that. So there are so many things on this, and you're not just going to read it. You're going to actually see it on video, DVDs explode before your eyes. You can show it to your family. You can show it to your Bible study, your churches, your friends, your loved ones, the unsaved, or you can just be blessed, but you're going to really love this. So it's 8 1-hour DVDs. This is the Avatar Uncensored album, only available exclusively, so don't miss it. You'll be blessed. And when you get the Avatar, get copies for people in your life who need to hear it.
Amen. Friends, you can get that again. Let me tell you how you can get your hands on the copy of the book or this exclusive 8-DVD album. It's available at swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. Also, give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, the number is 1-800-652-1144. The website, swrc.com. Now, this spirit and the blood on her hands and everything that we've been talking about before, Jonathan, as we come back into discussing the Avatar, it manifested itself at the convention that nominated Harris to the presidency. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah. I mean, you want to see how pagan this is, or how you know, the warfare, how dark this is? You had that convention that nominated Kamala Harris. And remember, with Italia, there's blood on her rising. Well, this is the convention that's gonna raise her up. Outside that convention, they literally had an abortion clinic, a mobile abortion clinic, in which they performed abortions while she's being nominated.
Wow.
So children are being killed while she's being nominated. And this goes to the mystery of Italia, who makes her rise based on the blood of children. Now, listen, it's not that Kamala Harris knew that, but this is her, and it's not about her heart, and we got to pray for all people. They don't know what they're doing, but that was the issue. That's the stakes behind it. And I'm going to move to something that is, you know, prophetic here, and that is that Italia was ultimately defeated. And the thing is, because one of the people, her name was Jehosheba, she saves one of the children that Italia is trying to kill and hides the child in the temple. And the child grows, and it's 6 years later, around six years later, the child is then, they anoint him as king. And Italia hears it's going on. Here's this commotion. Goes into the temple, in the temple complex, and, you know, says, what's happening? This is true, and sees it, and they overthrow her. And the bloody reign of Italia comes to an end. Now, here's the question. Could the defeat of Kamala Harris as an American Italia, could it have been foreshadowed even at the beginning of her campaign? And the amazing thing here's an amazing thing, and that is that when the American Jezebel, when Hillary Clinton received the nomination, received the nomination at the convention, she, at that very day, her end is foretold prophetically. Because a guy gets up and makes a speech praising her, but he says, the speech, he keeps saying, they threw her down. He keeps saying, they threw her down. The whole speech is, they threw her down. Well, if you just Googled, they threw her down, It was prophetic. It would take you to the book of 2 Kings of the downfall of Jezebel, of that she's going to be defeated by Jehu. And it takes you to the very verse, and she's being nominated to stand against the American Jehu, and her very defeat is prophesied at the very convention that nominated her. But so now with Kamala Harris, with Italia, she wasn't thrown down. She was defeated. Her downfall began in the temple. So the key is the temple.
Mm.
Well, the day after she's nominated, she does her first campaign event, and with her vice president nominee, Tim Walz.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where it took place? The place where, remember, Italia, is the downfall is all the temple. The place was called Temple. So here the downfall was literally foreshadowed. And you know, when Italia was overthrown, what happened was, it happened in the temple court. It began in the temple courtyard, or the yard of the court, and it finished in the valley of Kidron. They took her out to the valley, and she was killed there. So it begins at the courtyard or the yard, and it ends with the valley. Well, on the day of the election of her defeat, Harris decides to center her campaign at Howard University. The place in Howard University where she centered her campaign is called the Yard, and it borders over the place called the Valley.
Wow, there's too much uncanny parallels here for this just to be a coincidence. And friends, we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. You will want to explore the depths of all that's included in this brand new book, brand new resource. It's called Avatar, and we have the book available. We have the uncensored 8-DVD album, also called The Avatar. You can get one or the other. You can get both with a package deal. It's available at swrc.com. Again, our website is swrc.com. Give us a call. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Again, that's 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, you write as you continue on in the Avatar that Jehu's actions upon becoming king had something to do with Donald Trump's actions when he became president. What did Jehu do, and how does that parallel with Donald Trump when he became president for the second time?
Well, it's amazing, because the template, the mystery that I'm opening up in the Avatar is coming true even more now in the second presidency of Donald Trump. It's amazing, and where it's going to go. One thing is this: what did Jehu do when he became king? He purged the House of Ahab. He purged the government, because the government had been taken over by this anti-biblical agenda. Well, that's pretty much what happened to America. So what is Donald Trump? What did Donald Trump do? What's he doing? He's literally purging the American government. He's purging the wokeness. He's purging the gender madness out of it. He's purging. So he's rolling back the gods, which is what Jehu did. He went against the gods, and he purged the government. It's exactly what the media that hates Donald Trump, they put these headlines: Trump purges Department of Justice. Trump purges education. That's exactly what he's supposed to do. That's exactly what Jehu did. But Jehu also dismantled the houses of Baal. He dismantled the temple of Baal. And so what is Trump doing? He's dismantling these agencies that he sees as, you know, against God, against America. And so that's it. He's doing exactly what Jehu did.
Now, something happened on the night of President Trump's inauguration that had to do with a prophecy of Elijah. Could you explain that a little bit for us today?
Yeah, the first time that Jehu is mentioned in the Bible, the person Jehu that we're talking about is to Elijah. It was God. Because remember when Elijah says, God, they've all turned away, they've fallen away, and God says, okay, anoint Elisha, and then he says, anoint a man called Jehu. And the thing is, then he says something. He gives a phrase in the Bible. It's called the sword of Jehu. The sword, because Jehu's going to come with a sword. He's coming with a sword to strike down the house of Ahab. And so in Trump, he's going to strike down the American house of Ahab. And so Jehu, it's the sword of Jehu. So the thing is that on the day of Trump's inauguration, that night, actually, they have the inaugural ball. So one of these balls, they present Trump with a gift, and you know what it is? they present him with a sword. And he takes the sword and he starts waving it and dancing with the sword. What president does that? But the Jehu does it because Jehu is linked to the sword, and it's a symbol of what he was going to do biblically. He's going to strike down. He's going to cut through, strike down all these things of the gods and of Ahab.
And so did this ancient mystery foretell the outcome of the last three elections and also the exact days of Trump's time on the presidential stage?
Yeah. The amazing thing is that, you know, this mystery that I'm opening up in the Avatar also, it gives the exact times from the ancient mystery how long each figure will have on the national stage. But what about Trump? Well, Trump, you know, the question would be, when did he enter the political stage? Because he was on the, you know, he was famous, but he as a celebrity, but he did not enter the political stage until a certain time, or the presidential stage. When did he do that? Well, people say, well, when in 2016 he ran for president. Well, actually, he began in 2015. That's not the answer. What the real thing that most people have no idea of is Trump was first a candidate for the presidency, first entered the political realm and was a candidate for the presidency in the year 2000. He actually was a candidate. He ran under the Reform Party. It was actually a whole campaign called Trump 2000. He actually also won primaries. He won the California primary. He won another, at least another, maybe a few. And the thing is, so that was the year 2000.
Wow.
Now, when will be his last full year as president? It'll be the year 2028. If that's the case, then his last year is the year 28, and it's literally 28 years. It'll be the 28th year from the time he first entered the presidential realm, or the national political realm. And so it's 28 years of this whole political thing. It's 28 years. Well, open the Bible. And how long was Jehu on the national political stage? 28 years. His last one was the 28th year. And not only that, let me go farther here. And that is that this also is the reason why he won in 2016 and not in 2020 and in 2024. Because in 2016, you know, Jehu comes to power in the 12th year of the sitting king. Well, the 12th year of Obama being on the national stage was 2016. So he comes to power in 2016. He comes to power. Well, the thing is that if he had won in 2020, then it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have been the 28th year. Mm-hmm. So he had to not prevail in 2020. He had to prevail in 2024, because only by prevailing in 2024 would his days be complete in the 28th year.
Wow, these things are fascinating, friends, and we're visiting with author Jonathan Kahn. Brand new book from him that we're describing to you on these programs. We've dedicated four whole days of programming here on Watchmen on the Wall to bring you this explosive brand new information, and we want you to be aware of it, and we want you to have it all, and you can do that by purchasing the book. And we also have an exclusive offer for you. Jonathan has touched on it already in this program. It's the Avatar book. But we also have the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album, and you can purchase this together by visiting swrc.com. Again, our website is swrc.com. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Ask for your copy of the Avatar book and the Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album when you give us a call or when you go online to swrc.com. Now, Jonathan, what is an avatar, and who were the god kings, the goddess queens of this pagan world?
Yeah, well, you know, when we talk about the return of the gods and what happens when a culture drives God out and these spirits or other gods come in, well, when you have these other gods in pagan times, you had the avatars with them. The avatars are, according to those beliefs of these pagan peoples, they believe that people could become, would be avatars of the gods. The gods would be their vessels, their instruments on earth, their living images, their representations. But for instance, the kings were such. The political realm, the pharaohs were considered living images of the Egyptian gods. The kings of Babylon, same thing. Kings of Asia. Russia, same thing. So here's the thing, and this is going to be, this will come off like a tease, but, you know, because this is going to be the last one, and we'll get into what we can. And that is that, what if America's been emptying itself of God, and these other gods have returned, or then would not the avatars have returned as well? Could there be avatars, and even could we identify an avatar, someone on the national stage right now, who actually, in effect, is an avatar of an ancient god? So I'm not going to say who it is this time. It's going to be in the next one. We'll start uncovering it. And no matter how much we uncover, listen, I can only give you a taste of what's in the avatar. But that's how stunning this is and where we are.
Okay, friends, so you want to be sure that you do not miss our next program. It's going to be our final program with Jonathan Kahn as he's bringing all of this to a head, and we're going to explore, has this avatar returned? He talked about the return of the gods. What about the return of an avatar? We're going to be exploring that on the next program, so we encourage you, join us again tomorrow here on Watchmen on the Wall. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today. We look forward to continuing this discussion on tomorrow's program.
Jonathan Kahn concludes his series on the Avatar on our next program. To get access to content not discussed in these episodes, be sure to order your copy of The Avatar, the book, and the SWRC exclusive Avatar Uncensored 8-DVD album. The Avatar, Jonathan Kahn's brand new book, and the 8-DVD set are here as an exclusive collection. Unlock the full revelation with the Avatar Collection, the ultimate bundle for those seeking to uncover the ancient mysteries shaping today's world. The exclusive set includes the hardcover edition of the Avatar book and the 8-DVD set, The Avatar Uncensored. From number one New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Kahn, The Avatar is his most explosive and prophetic book yet, pulling back the veil on ancient gods, modern leaders, and supernatural patterns unfolding in real time. This is more than a book. It's a wake-up call. And in the 8-DVD set, go beyond the book in this special series. With over 8 hours of uncensored, visually stunning content, Jonathan Kahn personally reveals exclusive mysteries not found anywhere else. And the exclusive 8-DVD set, The Avatar Uncensored. The DVD set is not sold in stores or on Amazon, but you can get it right here, right now. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, in the most information-packed episode of the series, best-selling author Jonathan Kahn ties all the threads together as he unlocks ancient mysteries that parallel current events in some pretty uncanny ways. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.